The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you know the show? Prove it. 1-800-947-3979. Lucky idiot account for all who know the show. This is John in New Jersey. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Which show member would you like a question about? Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve?
Maitland? Oh, that's a good question. Let me get free beer.
Okay. Have I ever been in a relationship with someone I met at a bar?
I don't know. I think you're a little picky on that. I'm going to say no.
My first wife, whom I was married to for 21 years, I met at a bar. So
that's why you're divorced.
I should have known, John.
Should have known.
Thank you, John.
Should have known. The old bar meet.
Melissa joins us. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey.
Who do you want a question of? Steve, Kelly, Hot Wings, Maitland.
I have to say Hot Wings because I've been listening to the show for 20 years.
Okay. Melissa, does Hot Wings know what brand underwear he's wearing right now?
Yes.
Hot Wings?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Oh, Underoos. Adidas.
Adidas. Mm-hmm. I had a hunch you'd know. Didn't Hot Wings seem like, I've had a brand. It's the one I've been wearing since
Thursday. Well, the thing is, though, with guys' underwear, usually the waistband is covered in whatever logo of whoever it is. Uh-huh. It's not like it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and usually when you buy some, you buy a bunch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Melissa, well done. Let's see. Jeremy, choose your weapon. Who do you want?
I'm going to go with, I feel like I know, Hot Wings and Free Beer and Steve, so I want to shake it up. I want to go with Kelly.
Okay.
All right.
Did Kelly ever have an imaginary friend?
Oh, she probably still has imaginary friends.
Absolutely.
Damn right about that. Coffee on that one.
I also watched the movie If. Imaginary
I like that.
Friend.
Oh, man,
like
that was a good movie.
It made me feel like having imaginary friends is fine.
Yes.
It's okay.
Did you have
you seen that?
Yes, it's really good. Yeah. Who is your imaginary friend?
So this is going to sound so stupid.
That's what I'm hoping for.
This might be the first time I've ever said this out loud. I had four little tiny imaginary friends that I felt like could always sit like right around me as like little figurines almost. You know, my imaginary friends were the same size as like my little like toys I would play with. They were never like my size. And for whatever reason, it was four boys. And I don't know.
Did they have names?
I don't remember their names.
Were they your brothers?
That's why I feel like maybe I had four.
Were they actually just your brothers?
All right, one named Kyle, one named Craig.
Every time I'm home,
Ricky,
they're
Bobby.
Back again. But now they're grown. It's really weird. I think I probably should see someone about my brain.
What if you don't actually have brothers?
Thank you, Jeremy.
I know. They're just all imaginary this whole time.
Yeah.
God.
Ricky's not real. No.
Well, we've met two of them, so that's weird.
Yeah, it's like Butcher and the Boys. Like you find out, oh, my God. Those aren't real.
And for whatever reason, like the four, they all looked a lot alike. Like they were all in my head. They all were very like dark hair, dark eyes. Like, I don't know. And I would just counsel them as a kid.
You would counsel them?
Give them
you
advice?
Would counsel? Oh, I'm sorry. I would go to them as like my counsel.
Okay, I see.
Were my counsel. I'd be like, man, my brothers are being really mean to me today. That's not cool. And they'd be like, yeah, that's not right. That sucks.
Matt in Jackson, Tennessee. Matt, who do you want to know the show with?
Man, let's go with Maitland. I've had a crush on her for a while, so let me see if I know her like I think I do.
Has Maitland ever paid for a psychic reading?
I would go with yes.
I haven't, but I would.
What?
So I say you give it to him.
Thank you, Matt. Okay.
So you haven't, comma, yet.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
Got to find the right one.
Dustin, welcome. Who would you like to know the show with?
I think I would like to try Kelly.
Okay. Does Kelly have lip balm with her right now?
Right now. I would guess yes.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Always?
Always. I got two different types. I got one for when my lips are real dry, and then I got one that reminds me of things that smelled good when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So these are always nice to have.
Okay. Do you just smell the one that reminds you of things, and but you put the other one on, or do you put both of them on?
So when my lips aren't chapped, but I just want to smell good, I just put the good smelling one on. But when they're chapped, I actually use whatever the EOS, like,
I got
good
you.
Liquidy stuff is.
Missy joins us from New York State. Hi, Missy.
Hi.
Hi.
What, who would you like to know the show with?
Nuggets.
Okay.
Probably Kelly again.
Okay. Well, this Missy, has Kelly ever had sex on the first date?
Oh, God.
Two options.
Yeah, just the yes or
I
no.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, oh, it's okay.
Just say yes or no. Yeah, don't give a recipe, your name, or a racial epithet.
Yeah, all you need is a yes or no. You're good.
Yes.
I have never had sex on the first date.
Do you just not call them dates?
I'm sorry.
I've also never had a one-night stand.
Oh, that's right. Remember? But you have an interesting loophole for your one-night stand
rule. I like
rule.
To F them twice so I can say I've never had a one-night stand.
Yeah. Got to get that guy back in here.
Jason joins us. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Hi.
Jason, does Steve know where the last Summer Olympics were held?
No, he does not.
Do you, Steve? P.S. Do I? Not sure.
It was Tokyo, wasn't it?
That sounds right. So, yes, you did know.
Am I right?
Okay.
Sorry, Jason.
Most recent games were held in 2021 in Tokyo, Japan.
Yes. That's right.
Boy, I would not have come up with that in 100 years.
Jordan of Tennessee. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Very good. Thanks.
Does Maitland like the smell of gasoline?
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there that do. I'm going to go with yes. I do myself.
Heck yeah.
Yes. I love it.
I feel like that one's like 75% of people. I'm with you. Thank you, Jordan. Yeah.
Plus, she's wearing a Dale Earnhardt shirt right now. You don't wear a Dale Earnhardt shirt on a random Thursday and not like gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good bet.
Tina, does Hot Wings currently have any condoms in his possession, either on him or in his bedroom?
No.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
He's got rubbers. Thank you, Tina. Kate.
Box is closed.
Yeah.
Kate, can Tommy name... Tommy, are you paying attention? Or are you on the phone?
I'm on the phone, but I'll go.
Okay. Can Tommy name five of the seven dwarfs?
Does he remember what the seven dwarfs are, even?
From Snow White.
Hey, don't help.
Oh.
Yes.
Tommy, can you name five?
Oh, boy. Grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy.
Two.
Smarty. Pants?
That's a Smurf.
Angry.
Also a Smurf.
Oh, I'm going to start listing emotions. Happy.
Is there a happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sad. Envious.
Now we're into the seven deadly sins.
Jealous.
Gluttony.
Gluttony. Sloth.
Okay, no, I can't name the answer is no.
I'm sorry, Kate.
Oh, he can't do it.
Sorry, Kate.
Sleepy. Sneezy?
Yeah,
sneezy. Bashful,
dopey,
Doc, dopey.
Yeah.
Mm. I wouldn't have been able to.
And smarty pants.
All right, Tiffany. Have I ever been the first person to say I love you in a relationship? Hi, Tiffany.
No.
That is incorrect. The answer is yes.
Always yes. Usually on the first date.
Yeah, I get attached very quickly.
I love you.
Will, does Kelly have a recurring dream?
I think she has.
Kelly, have you, what is your recurring dream? Well done, Will. What is your recurring dream?
I told y'all, I wake up sweating every time because I'm running. And I'm running through a, like, very dense forest. So there are trees that I'm dodging everywhere. And I'm just as fast as I can. It's so stressful.
Let's see. All right. This is going to be a different style here. Alan's in Arkansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I'm going to give you a big challenge, okay? See if he gets it right. Can we give him a full-on Fancy Idiot membership?
Sure.
Alan, within two, how many sex toys are owned by all six of the people on the radio show?
25.
Whoa, okay. Now we're going to have to do some math. Tommy, do you have any?
Right, anyway, sorry.
We got to get rid of that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Tommy?
Yep.
How many?
No, sorry, what was the question?
How many sex toys do you have?
Oh. One. Oh.
One? Hot Wings?
I don't know any.
Kelly?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I got a drawer.
Okay. Like, think
I got a
maybe
drawer.
Maybe just count the ones you've named.
Well, I have two favorites.
Okay. So we're up to three. Well short of the 25 goal.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to make it.
Probably do you think you have five?
Yeah.
Eight?
I think I probably have. Are we counting like?
Well, whatever you use, I guess, as a toy.
Yeah.
Well, are toys considered like straps and stuff like that, that like tie you to a bed type of stuff?
I mean,
I think so.
Probably.
I said I probably have about 15.
Okay, so we're at seven. Okay, 25. 25 back in play. Steve.
Me personally, zero.
Does it count if like, you know, like all of our possessions are both me and my wife's?
If your households are combined, then yes, now they're your her possessions
you
are now your possessions.
Use them together, then.
Yeah, that's.
We're up to 20. Maitland, bring it home with a strong five.
I have five.
Oh, yeah! 25! Oh, my God. Ellen!
Wow.
If you were two people, I'd give you two Fancy Idiot accounts.